This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
We welcome you once again to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, hoping your Sunday is going well. We have another London game going on, and Philadelphia is coming off the bye. They're hoping to get their injured starters back. They host the struggling 1-4 Cleveland Browns at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, two New York teams are in primetime this week. The Giants shocking Seattle with a late block field goal, run back for a touchdown to win 29-20. They host Cincinnati on Sunday Night Football, while the Jets, well, let's just say they're shaken, not stirred. Shaking things up, of course, this past week. We'll get to that coming up. They have a big Monday night game visiting a Buffalo team coming to town tomorrow night, 8:15. And that's where we start. New York firing their head coach, Robert Saleh, this week after a 20-36 record. 2-3 this season after the loss to Minnesota in London. Now, we talked about Saleh as a potential coach that if he doesn't get his team to perform, he could be on the chopping block by the end of the season. I'm not surprised he was fired. Trip, we talked about him as a potential coach that could be fired, but what I am surprised about is the firing this early.
It caught everybody by surprise. Again, you look at his body of work, the two seasons of 7-10, they kept him, they got Aaron Rodgers, he lasted four plays. So you want to call last year, you want to give him a pass on that one, fine. But the problem was this Jet team realistically should have been 4-1 or 3-2 at this point. And if they were, Saleh keeps his job. But they're 2-3. They have looked bad now 2 weeks in a row. And you can tell something was off with Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh. Now, Woody Johnson says he did this on his own. The thing about it is, if you're going to fire a coach this early in the season, you've got to have a plan. And they had no plan. The interim coach is the defensive coordinator. That wasn't the problem. You got to bring somebody in here. You got to change the atmosphere. And you cannot make it seem like Aaron Rodgers is running this team, although it does. The other shoe dropped on Thursday. They took away play calling from Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett, I just saw a list of the top 10 worst coaching hires in the NFL, and Nathaniel Hackett was at number 2 for Denver, okay? I mean, he didn't even last the season. He was out of there after 13 games. The only one that was above him was Urban Meyer with the Jaguars, so there you go. You know, no surprise, the Jets have got to try to do something else. I question the timing, but as we've said many times, the New York Jets.
Well, there's other 2-3 teams. You're probably asking, why aren't their coaches fired? Well, San Francisco was 2-3 going into Thursday night, but they were also in the Super Bowl last season. The Giants, they're 2-3, but they got a big win last week. Indianapolis is 2-3, but they have a young coach in Shane Steichen, plus their quarterback is injured. Saleh's press conferences the past few weeks have been rough. He hinted at firing Nathaniel Hackett, but that obviously didn't happen. The Jets got to him first. And now there's a lot of unanswered questions yet to be determined. How does this impact the potential Devontae Adams trade? For now, I think the talks are cooled off a little bit. I'm wondering if the Jet office is inclined to maximize future assets to build up the team. And for Adams, does he really still view New York as an attractive landing spot? Next, Joe Douglas. Is he the next one to get fired? Because we know when a head coach is fired, sometimes it makes sense for the general manager position to be fired. He was applauded for bringing in Rodgers, but then you also have on the flip side, drafting of Zach Wilson and things not going right with Hassan Reddick. And then the other question, assuming that Ulbrich does not take him to the playoffs, you'd have to think that the Jets are going to be looking for a new head coach. So who do they bring in? Do they bring in somebody like a Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator from Detroit? He's been on potential candidate last year. A lot of teams interviewed him. He decided to stay with Detroit. maybe he's a possibility. But then again, you got to look at the Rodgers situation. Not so sure that he's going to have immediate success with the Jets. So does Rodgers want to stick around for that, going through a rebuild process? Maybe they bring in somebody, a veteran like Mike Vrabel. He was in Tennessee, did okay with them, not the greatest, recently with Cleveland as a consultant and, of course, a coordinator. And then you've got the possibility of maybe the Jets go after Bill Belichick, who's sitting on the sidelines and might be itchy to get back into the coaching ring. So yet a lot to be determined in this season.
But you're mentioning something, Mike, and I understand that. That's not to say, you know, Ulbrich's the interim head coach. That's not to say they couldn't bring somebody else in this season. This is plan A. They didn't figure out plan B, plan C. The Jets will have the bye in a couple of weeks, and they could use that to possibly get a reset and get somebody in there. You never know. Another name, I'll throw out an offensive guy who's available, and that's Frank Reich, who was the Carolina coach last year. He was also a very good offensive coordinator for the Eagles. I think the Jets go offense. I don't know if Belichick would come back to New York Jets. I'm going to say this right now. If Bill Belichick comes back to coach, it's going to be for Dallas, it's going to be for the Philadelphia Eagles, or it's going to be for the New York Giants. And I say this because he's had ties with the Giants, he's friendly with Jerry Jones, and the Eagles, I think they're a team that would be attractive to Belichick because they don't need that many pieces. I think that would lead into our next discussion or the next part of this show. We got to talk about the Eagles coming off the bye. The Eagles have not looked very good in the first few weeks. And there are questions about Nick Sirianni. We talked about it last week. But they get A.J. Brown back today, and that's going to be a big positive for this offense. They're continuing to struggle. They also catch a break in the schedule. They get a Cleveland team that is in utter disarray on offense. Defensively, Cleveland's still pretty good, but they catch a break today, and the Eagles could get very healthy very quickly, beaten up on the Cleveland Browns, and that might be the tonic that the Eagles need to get back their winning ways because, you know, Mike, they were 10-1 at one point last year, and since then, they've not done too well. I think they've lost more games than they've won.
Saquon Barkley has been the brightest spot in the rushing game, 475 yards, 4 touchdowns, second in the NFL with an average of 108.8 yards per game. And you mentioned Cleveland. They are struggling. When you have an offense that's searching for identity and consistency, you need, on the other side, you need a little confidence boost. And maybe this is the game that the Eagles need to turn things around. Team that turned things around last week, we'll talk about the New York Giants at 2-3. Late in the game, a blocked field goal returned for a touchdown in Seattle. Who's playing consistent football? Oh yeah, that's a guy by the name of Daniel Jones. 23 of 34 for 257 yards last week. We talked about him a few weeks ago as not getting the job done. Well, he's been consistent.
Yeah, Daniel Jones has done a good job. I think the Giant offense has stepped up. And Malik Nabers did not play last week. Malik Nabers might not play this week. Think the Giants will err on the side of caution. Although the video of him at Kendrick Lamar concert on Wednesday night on TikTok, not good. Concussion protocol and you're at a loud concert. I don't know about that. Doesn't seem to work. The other thing about the Giants is they're playing a Cincinnati team. Now, the Cincinnati offense is very good. They're pounding the ball. They're doing a great job. This is going to be a challenge for the Giants defense. Kayvon Thibodeau injured. That's going to be a big loss on defense. Listen, I think it's going to be a fun game. Cincinnati in desperate need of a win. If the Giants could get a win, they get back to 500. And you don't know what's going to happen at this point. Confidence boost. That's what they got last week.
And Fox Sports Radio New Jersey encourages you to help the victims of Hurricane Milton. Go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com for more information on how you could help the Red Cross and those affected by the recent hurricane this past week. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Sheck, Trip Rodgers. Let's move on to the NFC West rivalry that happened on Thursday Night Football. That was between San Francisco and Seattle. And Trip, you called it last week. Seattle taking on the Giants. Maybe they'd overlook that game and plan for San Francisco 4 days later. Well, they overlooked both games. San Francisco shutting down Seattle at key times in this game, and they beat them 36-24.
But Geno Smith played like Geno Smith. You know, they're saying Geno Smith is a great quarterback. Listen, how much did we see him with the Jets, with the Giants? You know, there's an inconsistency with Geno. He showed it again on Thursday night. He showed it against the Giants. That's part of the problem. You get the good and the bad with Geno Smith. Seattle is at a point this year where they're happy. They're doing all right. Come off a bye. Is everything wonderful? No, it's a rookie head coach, though. There's a reason why he's there. Pete Carroll is not there. That's number one. Number two, this is San Francisco needed to win in this game. San Francisco needing to get to 500. And this is a team that everybody talked about. And I thought it was shocking during the broadcast when they said, you realize San Francisco hasn't won a Super Bowl in 30 years because they're always there. They haven't won. And I'm like, wow. I really was shocked about that one. You give San Francisco credit, you get that mini bye now, so they're off for 10 days, and that could help them because they had injuries. Matthew Wright, the kicker, went out at the end of the game. And so that could be something to watch, and we'll talk about fantasy in the next segment. You got to watch waivers. That's all I'm going to say.
Brock Purdy throwing for over 250 yards. Three touchdowns. George Kittle, two touchdowns. Both of Kittle's touchdowns coming on a third down play. And that's totaling five on the season. So here's a fantasy tight end. He's money this year. Getting your money's worth right there with George Kittle.
And one quick thing also that they mentioned, they said that Christian McCaffrey may be 4 weeks away from coming back. That puts it at week 10. That is not good because your fantasy season could be shot if you drafted him here. But again, we digress. We have to wait. We got to take a break, and then we'll talk about fantasy.
Daniels uncorks a deep shot. It's McLaurin.
Here's Love. He's got Kraft.
Kraft's going the distance.
And Prescott protected. Throws. CD got the toes down. Roll the catch.
Williams, Moore, end zone, he's got it, touchdown!
Tank Bigsby, trying to turn out the lights on the Colts, 65-yard sprint,
blocked, Isaiah Simmons, and picked up by Bryce Ford Wheaton, and he is gonna go!
I'll be better on Saturday.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans discuss the studs and duds of Week 5, give you their imports and exports, and twofers to watch. Plus, can both New York teams win on the primetime stage this week? We'll pick the games. All that and more when Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue.
You guys are the paragraph, you guys are the story. And
we've done our weekly prep so you can be hashtag winning. Thanks for locking into Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers, Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and FoxSportsRadioNewJersey.com. We are talking about the best and worst of Week 5, and we start with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, quietly putting up MVP-like numbers, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception, while helping the Ravens get back into the NFC North conversation after starting 0-2. What's not looking good is their defense. Going into last week's game, they ranked 28th in rushing yards. Then they got carved up by Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati offense. Not going to get any easier this week as they face the surprising Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. Now, after a slow start in his Houston career, Stephon Diggs is showing why the Texans gave up their second-round pick to him. Yeah, that's right. He caught 6 passes for 82 yards against his former team, and it's now 245 yards over the past 3 games. What about the Minnesota Vikings? They are 5-0. They're rolling with the former Jet, Sam Darnold, that quarterback. Their offense is getting it done, and so is the defense, and they are another surprising team. And what about Indianapolis quarterback Joe Flacco? He is proving that age isn't just a number because he has 18 touchdowns in the last 7 games, and as long as the Colts start him, Why can't fantasy managers, why can't they start Joe Flacco?
I thought the greatest line, they were talking about the fact that Joe Flacco threw for 300 yards. Last time Joe Flacco threw for 300 yards, he was with the Browns. last Browns quarterback throw for 300 yards. Now, Flacco is a great story. And I think we said last week, he's a guy, if you need a quarterback, and Jalen Hurts was out last week, Joe Flacco would be the guy, especially based on a matchup thing. When we're talking fantasy with the byes, you may want to pick up somebody who has a favorable matchup. And when we talk about favorable matchups, you're going to stream somebody. You don't necessarily have to have two quarterbacks. Whoever owns Trevor Lawrence, I am sure by now you've picked up another quarterback. On fantasy, there are some givens. And one of the givens is you carry one defense, you carry one kicker, you carry one tight end, and you carry one quarterback.
You may be dealing with a few injured players on your roster, maybe more than a few injured players. Of course, we add that to the list. Nico Collins in Houston, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. It's going to sideline him for a few weeks. Miami running back Devonta Chen suffered a concussion. New Orleans quarterback Derek Carr is dealing with an oblique injury. It's week to week, but Dennis Allen said that this is not a good situation, so we're going to have to monitor that one. Rookie Spencer Rattler will get the start. And of course, on Thursday Night Football, we saw that Matthew Wright was in to kick for Jake Moody, who is injured as well. So, hey, I mean, if you don't have to deal with byes, you're going to have to deal with injuries now, and they're stacking up. How do we get around the injuries? Well, we give you our import-export stardom sit-ems. How about you start it off this week, Trip?
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
Import, we've talked about him and we have said this on our podcast. This week, I'm hoisting the Tank Bigsby banner because in Jacksonville, Travis Etienne has been injured and all of a sudden Tank Bigsby seems to be the guy. Now, again, I don't think Travis Etienne will become irrelevant, but Tank Bigsby is getting the rock and he's getting it at the goal line. And that's important. So Tank Bigsby is somebody you need to import. Let's go to a wide receiver. How about Smith-Schuster? Now, the one thing I will say is Kansas City is off this week, but what's old is new. Kareem Hunt, JoJo Smith-Schuster, and the Chiefs are 5-0. Probably is available in your league. He's somebody if you need a wide receiver pickup. Listen, we're into the byes, and you may say, oh, I need a tight end. What am I going to do? Oh, help us. Taysom Hill in New Orleans. Spencer Rattler starting this week, but you got to believe that Taysom Hill, and he's going to play, will probably be the safety valve, and he could be a sneaky play if Travis Kelce's on your roster and sitting on the bench. Exports DeMarcus Robinson with the Rams. Think he's past his expiration date. We were high on him, but Puka Nacua is coming back off IR. Cooper Kupp is coming back. DeMarcus Robinson has not done anything. Tutu Atwell seems to be getting the big plays. So I'm going to say export DeMarcus Robinson. And the other player, I'll save that for you because we are not high on this player. So a Hall of Famer, you do your import exports.
All right. And I'll start with Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams. After a slow start, the rookie has found success over the last few weeks. Now, granted, it was against Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Rams, and Carolina, all not having the greatest defenses, and maybe that's built the confidence he's needed. Over the last three games, though, 5 touchdowns and more than 300 passing yards in 2 of those 3 games. This week, he draws a game against Jacksonville. Here's another defense that is struggling. All right, another import, Cleveland wide receiver Amari Cooper. Start him. How about a player with value? Cooper has been the only startable player for the Browns. Well, that's not saying very much about the Cleveland Browns, but he faces a suspect secondary of the Eagles today. That should be a great matchup for the wide receiver. Although he's only managed 10 PPR points against Washington, I'm predicting a better performance to be hanging with Mr. Cooper. All right, on to the exports. Wide receiver Michael Pittman in Indianapolis. He goes up against the Titans, who have allowed the fewest points to opposing wide receivers. This is not a favorable matchup for him. Legarius Sneed and Chidobe Awuzie for Tennessee have been outstanding. Josh Downs, Alex Pierce, they have been the focus of that offense the past few weeks. Pittman is getting double covered. And when he's being double covered, that opens it up for Downs and Pierce. And another player, not looking good, Geno Smith in Seattle. Now, that was a surprising performance last week for the Giants. But on the flip side, it was not a great performance for Seattle. And I think a lot of big expectations were coming in for Geno because he had 395-yard performance against Detroit. Last week, it was 284 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He's going to face some difficult defenses. So sit Geno Smith. He is not a good play.
The Fantasy Sultans Sunday Twofers.
We give you the Sunday Twofers, and I'm watching two to watch this week. How about Daniel Jones? Now, here's a surprise. A couple weeks ago, Tripp, you and I would have said, export him. He is not the player that is performance. But thanks to the strong play of rookie Malik Nabers, two of his last three games, Jones has 18-plus fantasy points. Last week, a season-high 22 fantasy points. And in deeper Superflex leagues, he might be worth targeting as a backup quarterback due to his dual-threat ability. How about Ty Chandler, running back in Minnesota? Now, Chandler is going to be a hot commodity on the waiver wires this week. Aaron Jones got injured in London. He's dealing with a hip injury. We'll have to see how it works out. Minnesota is on a bye this week. Something to keep an eye on this player. You may want to grab him before your other opponents do because, hey, the waiver wire is going to open up again in midweek. Why not grab him now? Ty Chandler, definitely want to watch.
One of the people I want to look at this week is A.J. Brown. Now, A.J. Brown has been injured for the Eagles, and I'm going to watch this game today because he's playing the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns are awful. Their defense is better than their offense, but they're awful. And I think A.J. Brown has himself a big game today. The other player I'm going to look at, Bijan Robinson. He had a decent game last Thursday. Today, he's taking on the Carolina Panthers, the Hall of Famers team. And I think Bijan Robinson, this could be the coming out party he's waiting for. But, you know, I mean, we said it last week. Go out and get yourself some Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney was the guy. He got 28 points on my bench. He was the guy. That Atlanta offense looked pretty good on that Thursday night game. Okay, speaking of games, I mean, we got to lead into our pick segment.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick'ems.
Let's go.
And let's start off Eagles in Cleveland. 9.5-point favorite the Eagles are. Again, we're talking about Cleveland. Their offense is terrible. Deshaun Watson is terrible. Mari Cooper, well, we want to hang with him. I think the Eagles win this game. And I think they cover the spread, too, because I just don't think Cleveland has any firepower.
Deshaun Watson's been sacked 26 times through five games. That puts him on pace to be sacked 88 times. That would smash the record. And at this point, he might as well be the spokesperson for a mattress company because that's all he's been getting is sacks. The Eagles coming off a big bye this week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this, but they really only need 2 hours to prepare for this game. I'm going to go for the Eagles.
All right, Lions and the Dallas Cowboys at that Big D. The Lions are a 3-point favorite in Dallas. When was the last time you heard a visiting team, favorite in Dallas? Well, it could be because Dallas did not look that good. They won against Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh, there's discontent in Big D. I hope they can address them, but you got CeeDee Lamb. He's not happy with Dak. I'll take the Lions here, given the field goal.
Last time these two teams met, it ended up being the wildest game of the season last year. Dallas winning 20-19, and a game Detroit lost because the ref said the offensive lineman Taylor Decker never reported as an eligible receiver.
Yeah, I forgot that.
How about that? You think Detroit's reeling from that game? And wouldn't it be great if Taylor Decker caught a pass that actually counted this time? That would be amazing. I'm going for Detroit.
Hey, listen, it would not surprise me. Dan Campbell has a play worked up to do that. Seriously, I agree with that. Sunday night game, the Giants host the Bengals. The Bengals surprisingly bad this year. The Bengals come into MetLife. They're a 3.5-point favorite. Now, again, I think that's because of their offensive firepower. But the Giants, they may get back Malik Nabers. Again, their running game is certainly in good hands with Tyrone Tracy Jr. I'll take the Giants in this game. I think there could be a surprise.
I disagree. I'm going to go Cincinnati. They've won 10 of the last 11 against NFC opponents. They scored 38 last week. And I don't think the Giants offense is built to run up the score like that. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati with the points.
And Monday night, we have the Jets with their interim head coach taking on the Buffalo Bills. And that game will be at MetLife. Two games in 2 days at MetLife. They'll have to turn the field around real quick. The Bills will be a 2.5-point choice on Monday night against the Jets. Everybody knows the Jets situation. They know the offense is struggling. There's a Bills team, though, that is struggling and needs a win badly. If the Jets win, they could be in first place in the AFC East. I will take the Bills in this one because I think they can win. When you change coach, sometimes you get an emotional lift.
Yeah.
I don't think the defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, is going to give you that emotional lift.
With Josh Allen struggling on the road, the Jets really need to run the ball more. They've got to get it to Breece Hall. That'll take pressure off Rodgers. I'm going to go for the Jets in this one for the emotional lift.
J-E-T-S. Right. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Better known as Just End the Sala. Lions courtesy of FoxSports.com. We wanted to mention that as well as we get ready to wrap it up on Sunday with the Fantasy Celtics. You're not firing us because you depend on us. Each and every week we give you the information you need for your Sunday and Monday rosters. Of course, we also help you out on a Thursday too. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you were not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans and tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.